Thank you. First of all, let me congratulate you, Madam President, for your assumption of the second presidency of the Conference on Disarmament this year. Please be assured of full support and cooperation of my delegation during the course of your fulfilling your very important responsibility. I would like to extend my heartfelt welcome to Indian and Brazilian ambassadors to this august body. I would like to express my high appreciation to Ambassador Leeson of China and his team for their commendable efforts leading to today's adoption of the decision on the work of the Conference on Disarmament for year 2022. As a good compromise proposal, this decision does not and cannot satisfy completely any one member of the CD, including my delegation. Yet this decision is of great value, since it allowed this conference to demonstrate to the international community that this body remains capable of making a decision for our substantive work at this very difficult juncture. So flexibility shown by each one of the CD members, which led to today's consensus, should be commended. I also congratulate five coordinators of the subsidiary bodies for their being appointed today. Please be assured of full support and cooperation of my delegation as they fulfill their challenging task. I sincerely hope that we can make promptly a new consensus on the specific topics to be considered in the subsidiary bodies, and the conference can engage swiftly in substantive works. We believe that the work of subsidiary bodies should build upon the past achievement on the past achievements of the conference, especially those of year 2018. I wish the work of the subsidiary bodies would lay a solid groundwork conducive to future negotiations on disarmament instruments. Japan's priority remains the same, an immediate commencement of negotiation on an FMCT. I wish the flexibility shown today continue throughout the other work of our subsidiary bodies. Thank you very much.